And it's time for Graham Pascoe's morning music. How about his menu today? Well, in the first part of the program, I'll be including recordings by people such as Eartha Kitt, Caterina Valente, Doris Day, Kay Kaiser with a vocal by Ginny Sims and Harry Babbitt, and then Dinah Washington and Janet Seidel, and others, of course, in the second part of the program, during which I'll introduce my singer of renown for this week. Today is the anniversary of the birth of Phil Everly of the Everly Brothers and of Ray Everly, vocalist with Glenn Miller. So my first two songs, two recordings, are tributes to Phil and Ray.
Down and down I go, round and round I go. in a spin, loving the spin I'm in, under that old black magic called love.
That old black magic. That was Ray Eberly singing. He recorded that one with Glenn Miller's orchestra back in the 1940s, but that was a new version Ray Eberly recorded of the Harold Arlen, Johnny Mercer song, That Old Black Magic. It was preceded by the Eberly Brothers. It was their second hit song, Wake Up Little Susie, written by Felice and Bludlow Bryant. What was their first hit? Well, the first hit for the Eberly Brothers was Bye Bye Love.
C'est si bon de partir n'importe où, bras dessus, bras dessous, en chantant des chansons. C'est si bon de se dire des mots doux, de petits rien du tout, mais qui en disent en langue, en voyant notre mineur. Ravie, les passants dans la rue nous envient. C'est si bon de guetter dans ses yeux une esprit merveilleux qui donne le frisson. C'est si bon, ces petites sensations ça vaut mieux que million. C'est tellement, tellement bon.
Bon, c'est bon.
C'est bon.
C'est bon, c'est bon.
Voilà, c'est bon.
C'est bon, c'est bon.
Les passants dans la rue.
C'est bon, c'est bon.
Bras dessus, bras dessus.
C'est bon, c'est bon.
En chantant des chansons.
C'est bon, c'est bon.
Quel esprit merveilleux.
C'est bon, c'est bon.
C'est bon.
C'est bon.
Je cherche un millionnaire,
c'est bon, c'est bon.
Avec des
c'est bon, c'est bon.
Grands Cadillac cars,
c'est bon.
Mink coats,
bon, bon.
Des bijoux jusqu'au cou,
c'est
tu
bon,
sais.
C'est bon,
c'est bon.
C'est bon.
Ces petites sensations.
C'est bon, c'est bon.
Peut-être
c'est
quelqu'un
bon.
Avec un petit yacht,
c'est bon,
non?
C'est bon,
oh, c'est bon.
C'est bon, c'est bon.
C'est bon,
c'est bon.
C'est bon,
c'est bon.
Vous savez bien
c'est bon.
Que j'attendrai quelqu'un qui pourrait m'apporter
c'est
beaucoup
bon.
De loot.
C'est bon, c'est bon.
Ce soir.
C'est bon, c'est bon.
Demain.
C'est bon, c'est bon.
La semaine prochaine.
C'est bon, c'est bon.
N'importe quand.
C'est bon.
C'est bon.
Si bon.
Il sera très crazy, non? Voilà, c'était ma
part. I should have warned you that you were going to have an opportunity to brush up on your French with Eartha Kitt's recording of C'est Si Bon, which I think means something like It's So Good, doesn't it? That was a hit for Eartha Kitt in 1954. The next thing you'll hear is a recording from one of Bing Crosby's radio shows in 1947.
Bending over the Baldwin just now, I perceive Master Skitch Henderson ready to assist me in the ballad, If You Were the Only Girl in the World. I shall essay the opening chorus whilst Skitch can be thinking of something interesting to interpolate.
If you were the only girl in the world, and I were the only boy, nothing else would matter in the world today. We could go on loving in the same old way. A garden of Eden, just made for two, with nothing to mar our joy. I would say such wonderful things to you. There would be such wonderful things to do if you were the only girl in the world, and I were the only boy. Nothing to mar our joy. I would say such wonderful things to you. There would be such wonderful things to do if you were the only girl in the world, and I were the only boy.
If You Were the Only Girl, written by Nat Iyer and Clifford Gray in 1916. Bing Crosby sang it with the orchestra of John Scott Trotter and Skitch Henderson on piano in 1947.
Truly, you stepped out of a
That Arena Valente sang You Stepped Out of a Dream, written by Gus Kahn and Anaisia Herb Brown, and introduced by Tony Martin in a 1940 motion picture, Ziegfeld Girl. James Monaco had a successful career as a songwriter, particularly in the 1940s. He was a composer, wrote with different lyric writers. Four of the songs that James Monaco wrote were nominated for Academy Awards for the Best Film Songs. So I'm going to play one of them in a moment. But here are two songs for which the music was written by James Monaco.
Seems a thing to do, because I want to learn about romance from you. An apple for the teacher, show that I'm meek and mild. If you insist on saying that I'm just a problem child, you'll get all my attention, your wish will be my rule. Then maybe you'll be good to me, keep me after school. An apple for the teacher shows that I'm mean to start. Then after a while you may give in and let me bring my heart.
far away. Making believe I'm talking to you. Wish you could hear what I say. And here in the gloom of my lonely room, we're dancing like we used to do. Making believe is just another way of dreaming, so till my dreams come true, I'll whisper goodnight, turn out the light, kiss my pillow, making believe it's you.
That was Doris Day's recording of Making Believe, or I'm Making Believe. She was accompanied by Les Brown's orchestra, written by James Monaco and Mac Gordon, and it was nominated unsuccessfully for the Best Film Song of 1944. It was preceded by An Apple for the Teacher, another James Monaco composition with lyrics by Johnny Burke. The band was Tabasco Melbourne Jazz Band from the 1990s, and the vocalist was Harry Price. I think he played the trombone in the band.
Why don't we do this more often?
Why don't we?
Just what we're doing tonight.
What a lovely night.
Gee, but it's great to get together again.
Sure is.
Why does it only happen now and then? We ought to do this more often. Mm-hmm. Don't you agree that I'm right? We make each other laugh. We make each other sing. And you can never, ever overdo a good thing. So, honey, why don't we do this more often?
Oh, you mean?
Just what we're doing tonight.
A hug and a kiss. Oh, why don't we do this more often?
Mm-hmm.
Just what we're doing tonight.
I'm willing.
Oh, gee, but it's great to get together again. Why does it only happen now and then? Oh, we ought to do this more often.
Yeah.
Don't you agree that I'm right?
I do.
We make each other laugh. We make each other sing. And you can never, ever overdo a good thing. So why don't we do this more often?
Ooh, love it.
Just what we're doing tonight.
Everything all right?
Just fine.
Ginny Simms and Harry Babbitt were the vocalists with Kay Kaiser's orchestra in that recording of Why Don't We Do This More Often? Lyrics by Charles Newman and music by Ali Rubel.
Thank you. stepping out with a memory tonight to paint the town the way we used to do. I'll dine at the old cafe where we had so much fun and order cocktails for two instead of the usual one. After dark in a hansom through the park, while reminiscing, I'll be kissing you. A lot of folks may think that I'm crazy. Well, maybe they're right, but I'm stepping out with a memory tonight.
Helen O'Connell was accompanied by the orchestra of Jimmy Dorsey as she told us that I'm Stepping Out with a Memory Tonight. Music by Ali Rubel and lyrics by Herb Majerson. The American songwriter Seymour Simons had a hand in writing the next two songs you'll hear.
Just breezing along with the breeze, trailing the rails, and I'm roaming the seas. Like the birdies that sing in the trees, pleasing to live, and I'm living to please. The sky is the only roof I have over my head. And when I'm weary, Mother Nature makes me a bed. I'm just going along as I please, breezing along with the breeze. I have been a rover since I was a child. No one to love or care for me. Knocked around all over, I kind of grew up wild. My home's wherever I may be. Like those birdies that sing in the trees, pleasing to live, and I'm living to please. The sky is the only roof I have over my head. And when I'm weary, Mother Nature makes me a bed. I'm just going along as I please, easing along, and I'm singing my song, breezing along with the breeze.
Why not take all of me? can't you see? I'm no good without you. Take my lips.
Washington sang All of Me in 1955, and Bing Crosby with the British Orchestra of Pete Moore in 1976 recorded Breezin' Along with the Breeze. The American songwriter Seymour Simons had a hand in writing both of those songs. In the 1920s and early 30s, Sophie Tucker, the American singer, was billed as the last of the Red Hot Mamas. One of her great recordings was Some of These Days, written by Shelton Brooks.
Oh, you won't leave.
Shelton Brooks wrote Some of These Days, and Sophie Tucker made it into a great big hit. I rarely play anything from opera. Would you believe that Glenn Miller, with an arrangement by Jerry Gray, made a recording in 1940 of an aria from Verdi's opera Il Trovatore, which means the troubadour? Well, I can prove it to you that he did. It's known as the Anvil Chorus.
Thank you.
Glenn Miller's orchestra played Jerry Gray's arrangement, orchestration of the Anvil chorus from Verdi's opera Il Trovatore.
Let the drums roll out, let the trumpet call, while the people shout, strike up the band. Hear the cymbals ring, calling one and all, to the marshal swing, strike up the band. There's a war to be won. Come, you son of a gun, take your stand. Fall in line, ye of bow. Come along, let's go.
Fitzgerald sang Strike Up the Band. That was written by the Gershwin Brothers for a show called Strike Up the Band in 1940.
took a monkey for a ride in the air. The monkey thought that everything was on the square. The buzzard tried to throw the monkey off of his back. The monkey grabbed his neck and said, "Now listen, Jack. Straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Papa, don't you blow your top. Ain't no use in diving. What's the use of jiving? Straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Papa, don't you blow your top." The buzzard told the monkey, "You were choking me. Release your hold and I will set you free." The monkey looked the buzzard right dead in the eye and said, "Your story is so touching, but it sounds just like a lie. Straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and stay right. Straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Papa, don't you blow your top." Stay right. Straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Papa, don't you blow.
That was the Nat King Cole Trio singing Straighten Up and Fly Right, and before that, Ella Fitzgerald sang a couple of Gershwin songs.